Hi, my name is Thea Ramsey, and I'd like to talk about a subject that's really dear to my heart, synesthesia. You may have seen a documentary on TV or read a couple of articles about people who say they can see music or hear color. Well, that's what synesthesia is. It's the mingling of senses. But today, I'd like to talk about my synesthesia, because it's really off the beaten track. I don't even think science has a name for it, although there are over 60 types of synesthesia currently known to science today. My form is textured hearing, and that is that my sense of hearing triggers my sense of touch, and some wonderful senses of touch too. Certain words like fur, for instance. Fur, it's a beautiful word, isn't it? Just on its own without synesthesia. But when I hear the word fur, and it doesn't matter whether it's a fur coat or a fur tree or what can I do for you, it just tickles me. I just feel this sensation of fluffy, warm hands petting me, just petting my hands, petting my arms, powder puffing over my forehead. It's just about the most wonderful thing I can think of. And that sort of ecstatic sensation leads to emotions, happiness and kind of a giddiness a little bit, you know. And then that leads to more of the fur and more emotions, more fur. Lovely domino effect. Other words that do this to me are the TH words. As a matter of fact, I changed my name to Thea because I found the word in books and on websites, and every time I heard the word or said the word, I felt these sometimes single feather touching me, sometimes full hands made out of feathers just petting me, or that kind of thing, same as the fur, but this time feathers. I didn't know it at that point that I was experiencing synesthesia. I've just always been this way, and so therefore I never took any notice of it other than to say this word is a feathery word, this name is a feathery name, and I have to have this name. So I paid the money and changed my name to Thea, thanks to synesthesia. And Thea, theater, sympathy, empathy, all of those lovely words just produce the same kinds of feathery textures. Some words are made of wood, some words are made of leather, and some words are made of steel or iron. Emotion is also triggers the sense of touch. That's my other form of synesthesia. And those are wonderful things. For instance, if I'm in church worshiping God and I sense His presence, I'll also feel that a very furry sensation, almost as if somebody wrapped in a fur coat has their arms around me. It's very real, almost to the point of a hallucination, but not quite there. I have what you might call extra strength synesthesia, and there is two forms, synesthesia light and my kind, which is pretty giddy and pretty wonderful and very real. So the worship experience is enhanced for me very much by my synesthesia, which then also causes more worship and more synesthesia, the same domino effect. And the only negative aspect of my synesthesia is that I have panic and anxiety disorders, and so when I have a panic attack or an anxiety attack, the emotion of panic and anxiety fuels my synesthesia, so that I hear a very unpleasant voice yelling in my ear and feel the kinetic senses of things moving around that actually aren't moving around. Very scary. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Well, maybe just for a couple of minutes. But, you know, basically most of the time my synesthesia is a wonderful experience. And I guess by now you're saying, well, that's great, Ramsey, but what actually can you do with this? What is it besides a great high? Well, I'll tell you. Some synesthetes have used their condition, their gift, as artists. So a person who has colored hearing will lay back, put on some old Mozart or something like that, and then sit back and paint what they see. Basically, synesthesia is an automatic response. We don't will it or imagine it or bring it into being, as some have said in the past. It is an actual neurological condition. Well, some people have used that to create great artwork. Myself, well, I use it in my writing. The kind of work that I do, fantasy writing and that kind of thing, if I want to make up names for characters, my synesthesia is very handy. All I have to do is think of the personality of the character and several kinds of names, several names will present themselves. So that's really neat. The other thing that I like to do that helps me a lot with synesthesia is I'm trying to break into the voiceover industry. And so when I read a commercial, certain words, certain phrases will have a synesthetic response for me. So let's say somebody is listening to my voice that doesn't know me and doesn't know I have synesthesia, will suddenly say, "Ooh, that's warm. That sounds nice and warm and caring, or that sounds kind of happy." And they won't know why, but it'll be because a word or a phrase or the whole commercial perhaps has set me in motion synesthetically. And so I will be feeding off of that and giving it out to the person that's hearing my voice. My husband reacts to it that way. My kids react to it. When they were babies, they used to like me saying a lot of TH and furry words in their ear. The dog loves it. And so I try to put it forward and project it when I'm doing commercials. Well, I guess you might be sitting there saying, you know, geez, I've always had this quirky thing going on. Maybe it's not colored hearing or textured hearing, but maybe you have numbers have personalities for you. You know, one's a really nice guy and nine's a bad hombre, that kind of thing. Well, guess what, pal? You have synesthesia. And if you're looking for some more information, I'd love to give it to you. One of the foremost researchers of synesthesia is Dr. Richard Satowick. And he's written a couple of books about this fascinating subject, the newest of which is Wednesday is Indigo Blue. I think you can get it from Amazon.com, but you'll be getting a print version. So if you can't see, I don't think you can get that in audible format yet. Although when we spoke on email the other day, he said that was one of his hopes that would also come to fruition. But I have read his earlier work, The Man Who Tasted Shapes. This is a really neat book about his experiences with a synesthete who tasted shapes. Now, I have no idea what that would be like. Synesthesia is a very personal language. People, you know, who have it have difficulty sometimes understanding other forms of the condition because our brains are so personal and so intimate to us and the way they work. Anyway, that's a great sort of scholarly philosophical treatise on the subject. Also, another book I'd like to recommend is by Wendy Mass, M-A-S-S. This you can get on audible.com and from the NLS Library for the Blind. And of course, I know it's available in print as well. This story is called A Mango-Shaped Space, and it's about a 13-year-old girl who has colored hearing. And some of the experiences that she has as a synesthete may be surprising to you. Also, it's a nice story about an adolescent dealing with family matters and adolescent issues and so on. It'd be a nice thing to read to your youngster at home or share with your young person at home if you have kids. If you like YouTube, all you have to do is Google the word synesthesia. We all like Google, don't we? S-Y-N-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-A. Is how to spell that wonderful condition. About five or six selections down, you'll come to a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. And it features Sean Day, who has synesthesia, so you get a different perspective on the subject that I'm giving right here, the usual, his synesthesia. If you're a real web nut like me, and you kind of like to meet other synesthetes and hang out and talk synesthesia and whatever else, there's a website called Mixed Signals, or at least that's the name of the website, but the address is www.mixsig.net, and it's got information about all kinds of synesthesia. It's got information on conferences and a bulletin board. I love to go on that bulletin board and share experiences with other synesthetes. The Sean Day that I just mentioned before has a website of his own. It's called http://home.comcast.net/tilde/sean.day/index.html. This has a battery of synesthesia tests in case you think you might have the condition. And I should say the gift. We talk about conditions. You think of things like cancer and so on and so forth. I have yet to meet a synesthete who doesn't think their synesthesia is a wonderful, sensuous, neat way to experience the world. I am certainly of that camp. I wouldn't give up my synesthesia for anything. But those are some places that you can get some information on the subject if you find it as fascinating as I do. By the way, I don't know any other blind synesthetes, so if you also have textured hearing or any other kind of non-visual form, I'd love to hang out with you. My address is THEETHERS, that's Theathers, at Hawaii, HAWAII, .rr.com. Love to talk to you anyway. And, you know, because I get so inundated with the visual forms being on the other synesthesia lists, because, as you know, most people are sighted, and most people who are sighted have synesthesia, have the colored forms and the visual forms. It'd be really neat to talk to somebody that's a bit more like me. And on that note, I'll say aloha, bye, and thanks for listening.